Dear faithful, we are here this afternoon to commemorate the 3 hours agony of our Savior on the cross. He hung upon the cross from 12 to 3. And in keeping with these 3 hours, we will do the stations of the cross. We will say intermittently the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary. We will venerate the relic of the true cross, which is now exposed upon the altar. And you will all have the privilege to come to the altar rail and to kiss the relic. And then I will bless you with it. After the Traore service, there will be two confessionals available, one in the back of the chapel, and the other confessional will be over in the priest's office. And thus, this afternoon, we will follow our blessed Lord and Savior through the events of his passion and death. Now, there are many ways in which this can be done. Sometimes it is done by following the actual sequence of events in regard to the passion. Other times it is done by listening to our Lord's 7 last words on the cross. But no matter how it is done, it is always done against the backdrop of the cross. This afternoon, we will talk about certain persons who were present at the passion and death of Christ. And as you listen to the narration of the passion, consider whether you live your lives in light of the passion and death of our Savior. And furthermore, you should ask our Lord through the intercession of his sorrowful mother for some special grace. We all need something. And we all know somebody who is in need of some special grace. Perhaps we or someone we know has been away from the sacraments for a long time. Or maybe we have willfully, knowingly, and deliberately made bad confessions, sometimes through fear or shame. Sometimes people do it for many years. We must never forget that there is mercy in the confessional. There our Lord awaits us in the person of his priest. Or perhaps we must bear a very heavy cross that seems unbearable. Let us ask our gentle Lord and Savior this afternoon, and he will give us all the grace we need and the help that we desire. He loves each and every one of us most dearly, and he longs to be loved by us. Were it not so, he would have redeemed us in some other way rather than by the cross. As for the history of the 3-hour devotion on Good Friday, it is something Catholics have been doing for many centuries. It is of very ancient origin. The earliest account we have of it comes to us from the pen of St. Sylvia, who was a 4th century saint. St. Sylvia wrote about it, saying that it was observed in her time. She described the Traore as it was practiced in the Holy Land. She wrote that on Good Friday at noon, the people assembled. So great were the crowds that it was hardly possible even to open the doors of the church. She wrote, "The bishop's chair is placed before the cross, and from the 6th to the 9th hour, that is from 12 to 3, they do nothing but read those passages of the Scripture and the Holy Gospels which have reference to the Passion of our Savior. And at the several readings and prayers, there is such emotion displayed and lamentation of all the people as is wonderful to hear. For there is no one, great or small, who does not weep on that day during those 3 hours. Weep in a way which cannot be imagined, that the Lord should have suffered such things for us. And thereupon she writes, when the ninth hour approaches. That passage is read from the Gospel according to St. John, where our Lord gave up the ghost. And when this has been read, a prayer is said, and the assembly is dismissed. Thus, my dear friends, the Church has commemorated the Passion and death of our Lord on Good Friday for centuries from the very beginning. And the reason why is because there are few things more capable of inspiring love in the hearts of men for their God than the sight of Jesus nailed to the cross. 2,000 years ago, he said that he had come to cast fire on the earth. I am come to cast fire on the earth, and what will I but that it be kindled? The fire he spoke of was the fire of divine love. The spark that ignites that fire in our cold hearts is the sight of him upon his cross. His flesh is torn, his head is crowned, nails are driven through his hands and feet. In agony he hangs. And beneath him stands his own dear mother, her soul pierced through with a sword of sorrow. He is the man of sorrows. She is the mother of sorrows. And they are both there for love of us, for you and me. They are there, he upon his cross, and she beneath it. We are here then this Friday that we call good to consider the passion and death of our eternal Son of God made man. And we ask Almighty God that our hearts and our homes may enshrine the crucified Son of God made man. And we especially plead with the Mother of Sorrow. Let us thus begin to commemorate these 3 hours that we Catholics spend on Good Friday from 12 to 3. Before the empty tabernacle, before the barren altar, and before the image of Christ on the cross.